Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back live, already into the third hour. If you missed the hour, 20-minute long Jesse Ventura interview, right when rebroadcast starts at InfoWars.com, in 59 and a half minutes, you'll be able to hear it in its entirety. First time it's being re-aired. It's nowhere on the web yet. Big articles coming up on PrisonPlanet.com. Let's go to Chris in France. Welcome.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
Hello, Alex.
Yes.
It's 2,000 hours here in Paris. I've been listening to your show for the last 2 hours. And listening to Jay Ventura, I'm going to buy the book tomorrow, for sure. And you know when you talk about the LHC, you know, the collider?
Yes, in Switzerland.
Yeah, you were talking about that one.
Well, there's a lot of them, but go ahead.
No, no, exactly not, because I just discovered that basically it was on the news today, and they were talking about being that being the largest in the world, basically.
Yes.
And I thought you just mentioned the one you have in the state, which is called Triton, I believe, or something like that.
Yes.
It has a name, okay. And I just wanted to say to you that you, you know, when I hear you screaming and feeling lonely in your studio back there in the States, I just want you to know that you're not alone. There's a lot of people, as you know, but especially in my country as well, in Europe, that 100% agree with what you have to say. And I just wish you could come over to Europe, because you could easily do what you do in the streets in the States, you know, talking out loud. The good thing is our government don't speak, you know, I mean, especially our cops don't speak a word of English. So they wouldn't know what you talk about. So we could create a big, massive, you know, thing here.
Brother, believe me, I'd like to hang out in Paris. I'd like to hang out in the south of France. I'd love to hang out in Greece and Italy. I mean, believe me, if I had my druthers, that's where I'd be hanging out. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. I love it. Believe me, someday I'm going to have a European tour. I've turned down probably 50 of them, and I do want to come see everybody over there. And my wife lived over there till she was like 20 years old, so believe me, I want to come.
Listen, I've waited for 20 minutes, so that's probably the most expensive phone call I'm going to make.
Hey, I apologize. Go ahead.
But no, don't worry, man. I just want to say one more thing. You've talked about, you know, that slow frequency nausea control system.
You know, say it again. I've talked about what?
You know the low frequency nausea.
Yes, ultra low frequency. Yes.
You know that shit. And in the newspaper today, I saw like the equivalent, but you know, just with ultrasonic shit for kids. You know, against kids, basically. They're saying that this is to push away kids or even people in the streets. You know,
it's called the mosquito.
Like
London, Paris, New York. But ultra-low frequency that actually damages the hearing. See, you lose the hearing because the low frequency and ultra-low frequency damages the delicate bones. And so you become deaf to it generally by about 25. And, yes, all over the world they're putting in these devices just to make kids not be on the street. You don't know why you're being irritated. That's a mind control weapon being introduced in plain view. It is incredible.
But Alex, can I just add that I'm a musician myself, yeah, so I know about frequencies, and I don't know if you remember, but in the past, like in the 70s, when they had big concerts, outdoor concerts, people would die. They wouldn't know what it would come from. That was coming from the low frequency not being controlled at the time, coming from the bass. And the low frequency itself can actually kill you. It's not only mind control or to make you feel, you know, noxious or anything like that. It can actually kill, actually blow inside you told me all your organs and shit.
I had read that, and you ought to write a blurb up. You ought to post it in the Prison Planet forum, and we'll put it on the main page, because that's right. All over, they're now putting it in nationwide in the U.S., damaging your children's ears, hitting them hard, just setting the precedent. Anything else you want to add, Chris?
Yeah, I'm going to get the water tested soon as well, you know, following the fluoride shit in the States and in Australia.
Well, listen, stay there. I'm going to let you finish up on the other side. And we're going to talk to John, Rico, Morgan, Robin first, because she's a first-time caller.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv. Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today.
USCivilFlags.org is here to help Americans remember, as well as our leaders, that every man and woman is sovereign and that we're all endowed by our Creator with life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The Sovereign Civil Flag is available at USCivilFlags.org and is a symbol of our desire to return America to the dreams that our forefathers envisioned. Show your support for a return to traditional moral values by flying one of these great flags today. Standard flags are 3x5 feet, with miniature flags also available. USCivilFlags.org also carries a large inventory of Ron Paul-related gear, including DVDs, buttons, and sew-on patches, and a large variety of educational books and numerous historical documents, including the U.S. Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and the Articles of Confederation. So visit us online today to pick up your piece of history at USCivilFlags.org. That's USCivilFlags.org, or call us at 646-498-5309. That's 646-498-5309.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, the guy from France hung up. He didn't understand me. I wanted to hear his other point. This is an example of how conditioned I have become. I have seen articles for about 5 years on the mosquito. That's one company, the biggest one. There's quite a few. It's ultra-low frequency. It's like a doo, but a lot higher. And it does damage. The more you hear it, the more you lose the power to hear it. My grandmother always could hear dog whistles her whole life. She's 83 now. She can still hear them. She's like super hearing. You know, some people have better hearing than average. Women on average have better hearing. Men on the average have better eyesight. It's a genetic trait, but I guess for survival. But, no, it damages your ears. And they just put them out. They say, we don't want young people on the streets of France and Paris and New York. And so it makes you uncomfortable. But it says, don't worry, adults can't hear it. But the studies show that you're just not picking it up. The bones in your ear are actually clattering, little bitty tiny bones, some of them the size of hairs, are basically in there clattering around. And it's the equivalent of sirens going off 5 inches from your head, but you just don't know it. And we need to do an article on that, because here I am for years seeing it, and I never even mentioned it. Now, what I did mention and put in Road to Tyranny was the supersonic nauseator. The sonic nauseator and the supersonic nauseator that is in every major law enforcement catalog I've seen, Schomer, Tech, you name it. And they brag. They say, we take these to, they're very small, we take these to rallies to make everybody sick, we take it to torture people in the jails. And it's hidden in plain. They say that. It's in the film. He's got a blow-up of the catalog saying make people nauseated to break down free speech rallies. That's illegal. Just advertised. Just illegalities completely in your face. It's all in plain view. And it's the same thing with these mosquitoes. They make you uncomfortable. They make you nauseous. And it says they use them in jails to torture people. Why would you want to do that? You see, we're talking about sending people to prison in Abu Ghraib for breaking bones, but cops break bones here and call it paying compliance. They've been doing it for 20 years. I've got a whole section in the extras of my film Martial Law covering it. Speaking of that, I am not plugging my films as much as I used to. In fact, about 1/100th. And they're an important tool. I need to get them out to people. Martial Law is such a classic. 3-hour-long film. And then like 30 minutes of extras. It's a DVD-9. Just jam-packed. The Bush-Hitler connection. Forget connection. Slam dunk. David Gergen blowing up at me. Martial Law in New York. Just 9/11 info. It's 3 films in 1. Same thing with Endgame. It's really 3 films. History of the Global Elite. Their physical infrastructure plan. The control grid. NAU. European Union, Asian Union, African Union, and then their master plan after it's in place, and their current black ops, eugenics, soft kill program. They're running against each and every one of us listening. And then Terror Storm, the final cut. It's the second edition, the final edition. It's like 2+ hours long, an hour of extras. Ventura's in it. It's all available at Infowars.com. And let's say you've already got Endgame. Let's say you've already got Terror Storm. You want to support us? Buy some more copies. Give it to somebody. Now, that's Infowars.com, or you can simply call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or write to me. I'm Alex Jones at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704, and, of course, PrisonPlanet.tv, which is going to have a lot of new features getting added in the next week. Might be 2 weeks, but maximum 2 weeks. We're going to have an hour of video a day, 4 members in studio. I'm going to have a document box where I put documents. I'm going to play video clips on air. You'll be able to see them as members. Sneak peeks on films. Everything. And so that's going to start in the next few weeks. That is not the big announcement. There's a separate, huge announcement coming up Monday. I'm telling you, for weeks we're going to have that soon. A lot of other stuff, though. PrisonPlanet.tv, you can download all my films in super high quality and burn them to disc and give them to people. Whatever you do, give them the high quality. It's so important. PrisonPlanet.tv, you can get 3 months free right now. Go check out that offer. We're getting a monthly subscription for $5.95. That's the cost of 2.5 cups of Starbucks coffee. Small cups, or using DoubleThink, 2.5 talls. Notice the small coffee is called a tall. Okay. I said I'd go to your calls, and I'm out of control. I'm not doing it. Robin in Tennessee, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex. It's great to talk to you.
Hey, Robin.
If you ever want to come to Great Smoky Mountains in East Tennessee, you have an open invitation to stay at my home with my family.
Oh, I love the Smokies. I've got a wanderlust, but I can't ever do it.
Oh, it's beautiful now. It's springtime. All the trees are blooming. And
no, I've rock climbed and marched up quite a few of your hills, quite a few of your mountains. I love the snow on the ground, the pine trees, and you come up out of the clouds on a spire of a mountain, and you're overlooking the Smokies. Oh, my gosh.
It sounds like you've been here.
Pull out that thermos of coffee out of your backpack. You just walk, 8 miles up the mountain, and you just drink that delicious coffee up there. Nothing better.
You're next to heaven, that's for sure. I wanted to ask you about a pre-9-1. They were talking about this yellow cake from Nigeria. Do you think it could be possible, they use this in replace of sulfur and thermate? If they use something sub-nuclear or subatomic, would it be able to pulverize and atomicize all the steel and the concrete?
I'm not an engineer, a physicist, a demolitions expert, but I don't think they'd use masses of isotopes because they wouldn't want to pick up, have it be picked up. The problem is major British scientists and others, major institutions, have found really high levels of different isotopes at the towers that can't be explained.
Yeah, that's one of the things. I thought the satellites picked up some radioactivity, and they didn't report on it much. But in one of the Crichton books, it talks about the sub-frequency machine that could also vibrate. It's almost, you almost like melts
We know the government's developed those, and some people want to say that that's what knocked the buildings down. It's just that is political seppuku to come out and say that. Plus, I don't believe particle beams did it.
Yeah.
and it appears to be conventional high-powered explosives, but way overloaded, like Jesse Ventura said, where they just put 2-3 times what was needed.
Yeah,
that's Tower 1 and 2. 7 is a conventional.
Exactly. I mean, it makes you wonder about, you know, people who can't believe what their own eyes see. And that's the point I bring up to a lot of people around here. And, you know, they come up with all these issues. Well, can't you believe what you see? I mean, where are you at in your life that you're going to deny what your own eyes see? But I really admire your show and appreciate all you do.
Absolutely, my friend. Thank you for calling. Oh, before I forget, just remind me, callers, because I'm going to get to it later so I have time to talk to all the calls. We've been censored again. Well, that radio blogger site openly tells people we're banned. All 9/11 truth is banned. They say it's all lies. They just say, we say you're a liar. The world is flat. You're banned. But AOL's social networking site put out an official statement saying Prison Planet is banned. And that was a story yesterday up on prisonplanet.com. People tell us that libraries all over the country say we're banned. We know it's been in the news for years. It's been admitted that InfoWars and Prison Planet are in the list of banned software. That is libraries, corporations, schools, universities, institutions buy filtering software, and it advertises, filters out porn, filters out hate, filters out gambling, filters out hacking. Those are the four big genres that are filter. And what do you want to guess is in hacking and hate, but InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, and then we can start a new website, and it can suddenly get on all the other big sites and get a lot of traffic, and then in about 6 months to a year, the new version comes out, and baby, they're on it. Another reason I've started more sites. And this is Internet, too, where they just wall you off from more and more major platforms. It's been admitted that Comcast has filtered us out. British telecoms, though they stopped doing it because they filtered a bunch of people and got in trouble, a bunch of different British telecoms have done it. So we are filtered out all over the place. Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com are websites they don't want you to get to. Try TruthNews.us. Try RonPaulWarRoom.com. Try MartialLaw911.info. Try Arnold Exposed. I think the answer is every year have a new mirror site for each site and have my webmasters upload to the mirror for that year. And then in the year, discharge that website. I just don't have the money for employees and extra IT folks. They're already worked to the bone. So buy some videos from me because if the capital comes in, we'll just hire more people. I mean, we have to. We're fighting. We'd rather have you put pressure on the companies. But it's just getting to where that's how censorship works. You complain about one, you fight another, you fight, and pretty soon, it's kind of like RFID adoption in all products. Walmart and the Defense Department order all their suppliers in 2000 to have it in by 2004. They fail, but they're now setting new deadlines for the end of this year. Most companies have now complied. So early on, we could protest Procter & Gamble or Gillette or Michelin, Campbell's, but now we just can't because once it's universal, and they talk about that, it's like thumb scanners. We've been protesting and fighting it. Thumb scanners in the school lunches, thumb scanners in the grocery stores, thumb scanners at the mega churches, thumb scanners to get into work. Once you get massive implementation, it's almost impossible to reverse it. It makes it 100 times harder. We're now reaching 20-30%, depending on whose survey you look at, but a large portion of the U.S. now has these integrated. You understand, folks? So they're integrating total censorship of InfoWars and Prison Planet right now. That's why we need you to tell your friends and family about the sites. We need you to spread the word about them, or we won't be here. There'll come a day where it's very hard to get to our sites, or very hard to find us. We'll be walled off everywhere. They're trying to kill the viral nature of our information warfare frequency. They're trying to block it. And you bet they better block it because we're like a virus that's going to bring down their system. But we're a virus that gives life. We're actually an antibiotic that's blocking their bacterial infection. So they're trying to create a toxin to block us.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
It's progressing. And it's only a short time until it's completely taken over every aspect of your life. We are entering martial law. There are 10 telling signs of martial law. America has them all. Use the short time left to protect you and your family with the vital information in this book. Find this infobomb online in book form at survivemartiallaw.com. This book will tell you everything you need to know and how to prepare. Know exactly what you'll need to have hidden to live and how to survive under severe martial law. The worst part of martial law is in the beginning stages. SurviveMartialLaw.com will show you how to act around controlling troops, where to store life-saving supplies, and what to look for. Surviving can be difficult, but possible. Arm yourself with the knowledge, as this is the only weapon you will have to protect your family. Go to SurviveMartialLaw.com or call 608-819-8011. Act today, as there will be no warning.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life. For mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutriMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871. 888-212-8871.
I hurt myself today. I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away, but I remember everything.
All right, John in Wyoming, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
There was something in the local paper here in Cheyenne, the Wyoming Tribune Eagle, on March 16th, 2008. And the headline reads, Supercomputer Awaiting Approval. What they're doing is the National Science Foundation has to authorize a supercomputer facility which will be located here in Cheyenne, Wyoming. Now, what they're claiming is they're going to use it to predict the path of hurricanes and tornadoes, to gauge the need for evacuations, as well as examining air pollution and drought conditions to make informed economic decisions. However, you and I know what the government usually does with their supercomputers.
It's all part of the server in the sky. Each person in the Pentagon and the FBI is involved in it. In the world now, has a simulated individual that all your data, all your mining, in fact, that's the next news story I'm going to cover, is put into. And then they can also say, oh, the computer says you have to evacuate. The computer says you got to hand your guns in. It's the new expert.
Yeah, well, another thing, too, let me bring up another point. Now, you and I know that your good friend George Norrie is a wonderful guy. He's a patriot and all of that. But his producer and his phone screeners are ringers, believe me. Because when you were on, and the last time, I don't know if you remember me calling in whenever you were on, not the last time, but the time before, everything went hunky-dory. But when you were on George's program again, and I tried to call through, they wouldn't even pick up my phone. And when Tom Danhauser used to answer the phones, I would call through, and he would put me on hold, and then he'd cut me off a few seconds later, and I did this 5-6 times in a row. And he claimed that, oh, he was having problems with the phone service, when in fact he kept telling people to call in and everybody else's call got through, but mine he would keep cutting off every time I would cut through.
Tom's a really nice guy to me, and so is George, and I'm personal friends with him, and I've gotten to know him, and they're nothing but sweethearts to me. And I've been in studio while they're taking calls, and most of the time they just get your name and where you're calling from, and sometimes not even that. It's pointless for me to just come on and bash them,
Yeah, but, I mean, they won't even pick up my call now whenever you have Ron Paul on there as a guest, because I've been a personal friend of Ron since 1972.
How do you know? They don't have caller ID on those phones.
I don't know, but it doesn't get through. They won't pick it up. And when I was calling and Tom was answering the telephones, he would hang up on me. And so I don't know why.
Okay, well, listen, I appreciate your call, sir. I just can't help you. That's another radio show. And I don't know. I've been in studio with George 3 times, I guess for a total of about 9 hours. I've been out to eat with him a few times. I've been to events he's invited me to. And that's it. These calls aren't screened. You can call in, talk about other shows, calls, answers. I don't know. I'm not trying to get in a fight with you, sir. It just really isn't news here. I mean, want me to bash him? I need to go on that show and reach people. They've never censored me. I know that. And I'm pretty radical, folks. They've never told me what I can talk about on that show. Now, they do research what you claim. First time I went on there, they just said, what are your 20 questions? And then they went and actually, I later found out, went and researched each and every one of them to find out it wasn't slander or libel. So they do their research. That's why you hear me on that show, because they know I'm covering something that's from a source. They either cover fun things, as George calls it, pyramid shows, Atlanta shows. It's interesting. It's entertaining. Ghost shows. I mean, I listen to those. I'm sometimes myself sick of the New World Order stuff, so I'll be driving along listening to the funny ghost stories, and looking behind me in the seat at midnight and driving home. But, I've been working till midnight on the New World Order. I want to hear something else driving home for 30 minutes. That's kind of like my vacation and my rest each day. And, but then when they do serious shows, they got to be careful because, and they do that by trying to have people on who have credibility. But they've never censored me. They're great folks. Okay, I got the one call in that 5 minutes. I want to take your calls, but I got a bunch of news I need to get to, too. Let me see here. Wesley, Rocco, Morgan, John, a few others. We're going to get to you quick. Just be ready with your comments because I am going to move quick. Then I got some important news about the military spying on the American people.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey there, this is your radio talking.
Have you noticed how every type of gadget these days requires some specific type of battery? It doesn't matter what kind of gadget you're using. We all take different sizes and types of batteries. That's where BatteryStation.com comes in. More like battery heaven. BatteryStation.com has every type of battery you can think of at extreme low prices. BatteryStation.com has your powering needs covered. Whether it's a hard-to-find battery that your local stores don't carry, laptop batteries, computer backup batteries, BatteryStation.com has it all. You'll also find high-tech LED flashlights from Surefire, Streamlight, Pelican, find headlamps, knives, and much more. BatteryStation.com also carries super tough, crush proof, waterproof, and airtight hard cases for your camera, cell phone, laptop computer, and more. Be sure to check out all the bulk specials and closeout deals. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com. Or call 417-257-7799. That's 417-257-7799. Visit BatteryStation.com. That's BatteryStation.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Did you know the accumulation of acidic waste in the body is the single largest cause of disease such as cancer or diabetes? Acidic waste is created by the types of food we eat, what we drink, the environment, and our high-stress lifestyles. It's these choices that cause decreased energy, weight gain, and eventually disease. The easiest way to reduce disease-causing acidic waste is by drinking alkaline ionized water. At SnyderHealth.com, we offer a full line of alkaline water ionizers from Jupiter Science, the leader in water ionization technology for over 25 years. Instantly transform ordinary tap water into clean, living, energized water containing alkaline minerals, disease-fighting antioxidants, and highly absorbable oxygen. Now you can easily and effectively rid your body of harmful acidic waste with alkaline ionized water. Let SnyderHealth.com provide the water ionizer that's right for you and your family. Call us today at 877-356-2508 and visit us online at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Federal agents, we are armed!
All right, let's dispense with the pleasantries. And let's come back and go to your calls. Rocco in North Carolina, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, sir.
Hi, Alex. My question was about WorldNet Daily and Joseph Farrar. At first, I didn't believe when you said certain people were agents, but you know, it appears you're right about Savage. What's your take on him?
Well, I mean, Savage is saying George Bush is fighting the New World Order.
I'm
giving you my example of why Savage is a fake conservative. Look, I'm not going to get into a bashing contest with Farrar. They've done a lot of good. They were there at the start of the web and really taught me a lot and published a lot of stories I put together and photos I published. And then when Bush got in and 9/11 happened, they really shifted. And you can see their numbers. They destroyed themselves to a great extent. You know, they're still a big force. But really, it's sad. And I don't think Joseph Farrar is an agent. I know Terry Reid, the former CIA officer who exposed government drug dealing by Clinton and Bush, runs their shipping department out of Kansas City and listens to the show. So I know people inside the organization are patriots. I just think that Farrar's Lebanese Christian. And, boy, they hate Arabs like nothing you've ever seen, you know, Muslim Arabs. And so I just think it's Joseph Farrar is a Lebanese Christian, and I think he genuinely believes the stuff he puts out.
Yeah, with 9/11, yeah, it seems they've completely blocked out any debate, and I think that's part of the reason why DV Kid isn't, you know, doesn't write for him anymore?
Yeah, I think WorldNet Daily still, it's a lot better than the New York Times, a lot better than the Washington Post. I mean, some articles about him grabbing homeschool kids or the Second Amendment dead on. I mean, they've got tons of, they fight the North American Union, and they're getting better. I mean, I think they drank the Kool-Aid in 2001, and they stopped drinking it about a year ago to a certain extent.
Thanks. Alex, do you have any plans of doing a documentary just on media manipulation?
I would love to, yes, and I've meant to. I just can't. I can't do it all, but that is on the front burner to try to do something like that. I appreciate your call. Really good questions. Rocco not only asks great questions, he's got a cool name, Rocco. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Tennessee. John, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. Last time I talked to you, I'm a Marine, and we talked. The gentleman from the Lakota Nation was on. We talked about the guy who I think killed the puppy and was doing some stuff like that. And we spoke about how a lot of these Marines and soldiers and guys coming back who are fighting, and I've seen it myself, where we've been trained, and we've been led to some stuff that that's pro-martial law, but I don't want to talk about that today. What I want to talk about is to these people, to these intelligence officers, listen to these sergeants, to these staff sergeants and stuff, and say, you know, to the guys that call in and threaten you or call you on the phone, I know guys like this, and I want you to tell them they're jokes. They're worthless as clown shoes. You know, they're pointless. They're getting trinkets like little whores. It just really upsets me, but they're going to lose. The meek will inherit the earth. And really, I've been really down with all the economic news lately, but just hearing Jesse Ventura call in got me going. You know, I had a question for you about the scientific dictatorship. You said you read it, and I just really think Endgame's really comparable to that. Now, the ascendancy of the scientific dictatorship, I'd recommend that people read it. And that I was wondering if you've ever had the Collins brothers on who wrote it, or if you plan to have them
no,
on.
No, I need to have them on. That's a good idea, the Collins brothers, the ascendancy of the scientific dictatorship. We'll try to do that.
But I just want to say you have more spirit of the Marine Corps, like Chesty Puller, Smedley Butler, than all these guys who are down at the New World Order. And as a disabled veteran who's dying, I just want to tell you, you know, when you have everything to lose, you have nothing to lose. So let's stand up. Let's fight this. The feds, the New World Order, they have nothing against us.
Well, God bless you, my friend, and I really appreciate your spirit. Listen, I don't claim to be the toughest guy around, and I don't claim to be able to march with a 100-pound pack through the desert. So I'm not a tough guy. But I know this. If you're trying to bring me down, and it doesn't matter, if you got me, I'm going to be biting your heels. I mean, it's really that simple. And to me, it's not being a tough guy. It's who I am. I am going to fight you, and I'm not going to give in to you, because I can't. I mean, it's not even a question of courage. These people are killers. They're scum. They're filth. They're trash. And I look at the little people, the children, the women. We have to fight this evil for them. That's what it is to be a man. And I appreciate you, sir, but, you know, I act like a fool sometimes. I yell and scream. I am a nut. I'm a nut. That's part of me. But I also am intelligent at other levels. You know, I'm a multifaceted person like everybody. I'm an intellectual. I research things. I study science. But then I get on air and I start thinking about it and I just go crazy. Because at my core, that's who I am. I'm just a wild dog, basically. And I just know there's a bunch of scientific freaks running everything, and they think we're all a bunch of idiots who deserve to be slaves, and I don't want to be a slave, and I don't want my family being hurt, and I don't want your family being hurt, and I know that none of us are safe till we bring down this new world order. That's all I know. I know I didn't ask for this fight. We're not looking for a fight. I don't want to fight. I want to go just live my life, but they don't stop. They draw first blood on us over and over and over again. They keep pushing us and shoving us and asking for it, and they're going to get it. And they know that. That's why they're trying to get their control grid in place. And they got so many well-meaning people. I mean, these guys with the turn them into a glass parking lot, terrorist hunting licenses on their cars. You meet that guy, he's the nicest guy in the world. He'll come over and help you paint your house. He'll water your yard for you. He's a fun guy to go fishing with. But he is weak-minded when it comes to being able to face that he's been used. He's got the courage to run up a hillside towards a foxhole, but does he have the moral courage to admit the larger issues? Let's go ahead and take another call here. Dan in North Carolina, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, how's it going?
Good.
Hey, you've recently become a hero of mine the past month. I'm actually surprised that you haven't been assassinated yet. But I had a question about when Jesse Ventura was on earlier. He said that he was surprised that Obama has been assassinated or he will be assassinated. But isn't Obama also a part of the CFR? So isn't he trying to further the New World Order himself?
Yes, but he's saying he's anti-war. And I think Ventura's saying that if he really tries to get us out of that war, with the hundreds of billions every few months and no-bid contracts, they'll kill him in a minute. See, it's not about being patriotic. It's not about fighting al-Qaeda. It's about a bunch of old dirtbags making money while our patriotic men go off and die.
Absolutely, yeah. And I think that will be there for as long as they want us there.
Well, I know this. There are a lot of racists who are going to do everything they can to kill Obama. So if he becomes president, he better have so much security. And there's a lot of nutty black groups, too. You know, the government will probably hire a black group to kill him like they did Malcolm X. I mean, there's just no end to it. I appreciate your call. We've got to move quick here. Rachel, in Pennsylvania, you're on the air.
Big guy. How are you, big guy?
Big guy. Big pot belly.
You're absolutely right. I was at the store. They were in the middle of doing their inventory. They were not only messing around with the food, but now they got certain things in there that is no longer in stock, can't get it, won't get it. You were right. And we're right in the middle of the depression, and I told people, and I told my family, and I'm hoping that they're listening to you because you're absolutely right. And keep up the good work, and I'm ready.
Well, thank you, Rachel. Let me just be clear. I've had guests on and sponsors on that said a year ago we were going to run out of food. And now some stuff's running out, and I hope they're wrong, okay? Believe me, I'm not sitting. People email me and accuse me of wanting all this to happen so I can be right. This is scary. I live here, too. I don't want any of this to be true. But there's a very good chance we're going to have a war in the streets depression. That's the fundamentals of the economics. If it's some long, horrible recession, I'm going to be happy as a pig in the mud. Talk about a lesser of two evils. That's one I'll take. But, yeah, there's all sorts of food shortages starting up. You wait till the people find out they've had their dollar devalued. And now the Federal Reserve is going to take over all the regulatory agencies. I mean, it's incredible. We're about 15. Oh, you're still there? Go ahead.
And Goldman Sachs is down the tank, too. And my folks used to take and invest with all this stuff. If they were alive today, they'd be flipped out.
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. One last call. Aaron in California, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex.
Yes, sir.
How are you?
Good.
I've been listening to you since, I'd say, late 90s, and I've been finding out a lot about the government through my dad's sources. He's kind of an entertainment guy in L.A., and I'm just completely disgusted with this entire country. But to start off simple, what kind of water is safe to drink if they don't have the filter?
Well, most filters just cut out some of the dead bacteria, some of the larger molecules, some of the herbicides, pesticides. Things like sodium fluoride and other things go right through it. Even with a high quality, I personally like, I got to say, I like the British Berkey, the Berkey folks sell. They're the national distributor. The black one's good, too, but I've had it for
those
years.
Those are portable, right? You have portable ones, right?
But you got to add a fluoride filter to it, and then it only gets like 98% out. I mean, fluoride is one of the smallest, hardest to filter particles. It's just unbelievable.
Well, as far as bottled water, what's good? I mean, there's no bottled water.
There are reverse osmosis, and then I've talked to water experts who even work for companies. They say even better is the distilled. There's companies you can get where they ship it to you, the big bottles. I tend to not even care about myself, so I still drink tea and stuff that's got fluoride in it because I'm habitualized to slavery. But with my children, I'm more neurotic about it, and we take bottles of water places. And by bottles, it's bottles of reverse osmosis put through a Berkey. You know, we do things like that. than we cook with reverse osmosis, because the fluoride has a bigger effect on their growing brains. Got to jump. Thanks for the call. Call me back. As you calls are all so great, and I want to hear from you more. I just want to have time to cover this news and wrap up in the last 15 minutes. Don't forget, we have a big announcement coming up Monday. That's in about 4.5 days. Huge announcement about this radio show and my work and what I do. The biggest change in about 11 years of my radio career, it's coming up Monday. And I'll just tell you it has to do with that. And that'll be announced at the start of the second hour coming up next Monday. So I do want to have everybody tune in for that on Monday. Other big guests coming up this month as well. I'll just let you know that. And in the next few months, you just ginormous guest, because some of them are working on movies right now and doing some other things. But you wouldn't believe who I've got this close to coming on the show. And I'm not pushing them. You know, I'm not going to push people. Huge Hollywood star. I mean, we're talking top three contacted me. Turns out I know the top three or four Hollywood people. It's just crazy. Who would ever know? I mean, I better do a better job on this show, everybody that's listening to it. I never saw myself as a trendy or cutting-edge person, but this show is about as cutting-edge as it gets. Because we don't care. You know, it's not about being cool. It's not about anything. It's just about being real. But just mega-massive guest coming up. Okay. Here is some of the other news that I didn't really get to today that we'll just briefly mention. Because in the final segment, I'm going to play just 3 minutes of Jesse Ventura, part of him getting a 9/11 being an inside job. And then the show ends and it restarts at InfoWars.com. The Ventura clip is not on YouTube, not on Google yet, not MP3'd yet, not up yet. The one place to hear it, it'll be everywhere in a few hours, will be at InfoWars.com the first hour and then 20 minutes of the next hour. Okay, I'm going to cover more of this tomorrow because this gets into the whole us destroying ourselves situation. We have created human-animal embryos already, says British team, Times of London. I saw this 10 years ago. They're just now announcing it to the slaves. Hey, why are we having a debate? We did this years ago. Sinners tap into personal databases, says the government just taps into all private data, basically, without warrants. That's the Washington Post. ACLU, military skirting law to spy, says the military looks at your bank account. Well, they're all hooked into it. No warrant. They just type in and see what you're doing. Oil chiefs say high price is not their fault. That's actually true. It's the dollar being devalued. That's why you're paying so much. It's kind of like you're saying food prices are up because we've kicked illegals out. There's record illegals. The food prices are up because of shortages. 80% of the country, 80% of the goods you get, including produce, comes from trucks. In fact, even more with trucks. I just saw the statistic yesterday that 80% of all goods are trucked. 80%. More of that, because I'm already digressing. It doesn't matter. Botox may move from face to brain studies in rats showed. Bloomberg News, major scientific studies. Yeah, it's deadly poison, folks. Don't take it. Before I come back and play this Ventura clip, I do want to tell you about some amazing sponsors who we wouldn't have this show if it wasn't for them. One of them, of course, is eFoods Direct. The J. Michael Stevens Group, go to InfoWars.com, the giant banner at the top of each page. The best durable foods company, the least expensive for the quality you get, lasts more than 10 years. 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com. They are just wonderful people, eFoodsDirect.com, or give them a call today at 1-800-409-5633. And then at the same time, don't forget the vitamin company, New Vitality, Aloe Colon Cleanse, the Aloe's Colon and Body Cleanse. Aloe Vera just totally flushes your guts out. Such a big part of health and detox and weight loss is flushing out your GI tract from all the horrible stuff we eat. 1-800-569-4056, 1-800-569-4056. And they just have the main line, well-known documented stuff, none of the quack stuff. Like Super Beta Prostate, a combination of well-known herbs to shrink the prostate to give it health. A lot of research on this, 1-800-569-4056. And Don't forget Interfood, ladies and gentlemen. They got healthy coffees, healthy cocos, enerfood.com. Go to Infowars.com and get 10% off. 10% off when you link through at the banner to InterHealth Botanicals and Infowars.com. When you go to that subpage and order in bulk, which isn't that much, you get 20% on top of that. Give them a call and also get that discount by telling them Alex Jones sent you at 1-866-762-9238, 1-866-762-9238, or interfood.com. Just amazing. It's 20 superfoods like spirulina, chlorella, wheatgrass, barley grass, kelp, Dulse, just in there. It's just 100% absorption. 1-866-762-9238 or interfood.com. I use it every day. Final segment straight ahead, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be right back, and we will launch into just the very end of Jesse Ventura, where he started talking about 9/11, and then we're going to come back and air the whole interview when the show restarts, and that's only in about 8 minutes at InfoWars.com on the web.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their after music.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, M.D. of the Nutramedical Report here on Genesis. Allicin's natural antibiotic from Alamax Nutraceuticals U.S. is a real thing. This amazing molecule is a stabilized antimicrobial, antipathogenic killer from fresh, never-before-available garlic. Allicin molecule is biologically active against all bacterial pathogens, viruses, fungi, parasites, TB, and it kills flesh-eating bacteria, MRSA, and Acinetobacter infections that ravage our everyday health. Taken daily, it removes these stealth pathogens, clearing our bodies of disease activators that cause chronic health issues, and means a much higher level of wellness for you and your family. Order today for fighting disease, turning on your immune system, activating infection-fighting properties against sinus, lung, bowel, skin, Lyme disease, nail fungus, colds, flu, ringworm, gum disease, diarrhea, athlete's foot, and cholesterol. Secure online ordering is available at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That number again, 888-212-8871 for the most powerful natural antimicrobial available.
All right, it's the final segment. Huge news-making interview with Jesse Ventura. He came out and said he thinks they'll probably assassinate Barack Obama. He went totally public and said he believes 9/11 is a total inside job, not just that Bin Laden was involved, but the government was involved. Now he just says the government did it. He's researched it. He also talked about how he was censored by MSNBC and how his book was censored by 20-plus publishers. He was on at the very start of the show. He came in hot. We call that coming in hot in radio. It's a military term. I mean, just coming in with your big guess immediately. We're going to play like 3 minutes here at the end of some of his 9/11 comments. He said a lot more. He talked about it for 15 minutes. That is coming up right now. We're going to play a few minutes from the interview, then the show's going to end. You got to go to InfoWars.com to those streams. You got to go to InfoWars.com where we restream, reloop the show. And then there'll be articles by Paul Watson and Kurt Nemo. Get them out to everybody. They're up there right now. We'll be right back. God bless you all. Governor Ventura, you've got the floor. Give us your take on 9/11.
Well, first of all, Alex, let me state this. You know, being ex-military, when the attack initially took place and I was governor, I went on a very focused tunnel vision mode that our country had been attacked and what the hell do we need to do to repel it. So I today kick myself because at that point in time I had a position of power, and if I would have, you know, not been the way I was, the way all of us were so shocked when it happened, that in that position of power, I could have raised a lot more questions at that time about the things that went down that day, and where today, when I raise those questions, naturally it doesn't quite have the impact that it would have had back then. But to me, it's questions that are not being answered and haven't been answered about 9/11. And, you know, first and foremost, I think, is the fact that, okay, in New York City and Manhattan, two planes struck two buildings. We'll all be in agreement on that, I think. But how is it that a third building fell 5 hours later? You know, what they call World Trade Center Building Number 7. And for people that think, well, it was just a smaller building, it was 51 stories high, which, of course, in Manhattan probably isn't that big of a building. But if you were to move that building to Austin, Texas, or to Minneapolis, Minnesota, it would be a huge building.
It's the biggest.
How could this building just implode into its own footprint 5 hours later? That's my first question. The 9/11 Commission never even brought it up. They didn't devote even one page to that in their big volume of investigation. Number two, how could those buildings fall at the speed of gravity? You know, if you put a stopwatch on them, both of those World Trade Center buildings were on the ground in 10 seconds. How can that be? If you took a billiard ball and dropped it from the height of the World Trade Center in a vacuum, it would hit the ground in 9.3 seconds. And if you took that same billiard ball and dropped it 10 stories at a time and merely stopped it and started it, it would take 30 seconds. If you dropped it every floor of the World Trade Center to the ground, simply stopping and starting it on gravity, it would take over 100 seconds to reach the ground.
Amazing.
And yet they're telling us that, and I could go on now after studying it, the planes hit the building. Okay, jet fuel is 4/5 kerosene, which is not a hot burning fuel. And they want us to believe that it melted these steel structured girders and caused these buildings to pancake, collapse to the ground. I was on the site within 2 weeks after it happened, and I saw none of these pancakes. Wouldn't they all be piled up in a huge mass on the ground? And yet everything was blown into dust.
Aerosolized.
You know, and when you look at it from that aspect, none of it makes any sense. If you apply common sense again to it, it does not make any sense. Never before in the annals of history has a fire caused a steel-structured building to fall to the ground.
Governor Ventura, as the way, yeah, three of them did. Governor Ventura, stay with us. 70-second break. We're coming right back to you, coming in hot. And as a underwater demolitions expert, I want to get your take on explosives. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now.